Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
As the therapeutic value of cannabis has become more widely recognized, Virginia has taken steps to make it more accessible to students in certain circumstances. But as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the change is not happening overnight.
This is a story by Rylan Eschens with the Stanton News Leader. Virginia has become the fourth state in the nation, according to this story, that allows school nurses to administer medical cannabis to students. And that law went into effect this year. It's not happening quite yet. Medical marijuana, the story goes on to tell us, is relatively new in Virginia. The General Assembly approved it for a limited fashion in 2015. For people suffering from epilepsy. And then in 2018, they expanded it to any diagnosed health condition with a recommendation from a doctor.
And with that recommendation, families can register students to make them eligible. How many have done that?
The Department of Health Professions says 10 people under the age of 18 had received medical cannabis registrations and been approved for them as of late August. But the law says that the Department of Health Professions and the Department of Education have to come up with a form intended to keep the school divisions on the right side of the law and to administer the product safely. Well, those forms are still being drawn up and won't be really available till the second semester, the spring semester. It's a curious situation that it's not legal to have medical cannabis technically, but if you're called on it, you could produce the documentation, and that would be an affirmative defense, and you would not be charged.
Medical cannabis will be supplied by 5 state-licensed processors. David, our next story is about a municipal election with an unusual twist.
This story is by Sean Gorman, a reporter with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Imagine a situation in a small city with high unemployment where they posted a job paying $120,000 a year, and no one applied. Well, that's exactly what happened in Petersburg early this year. The clerk of the circuit court position came open. It's an elected office with a serious salary, but no candidates qualified for the ballot.
And David, let's point out, there is an incumbent and she wants to keep the job, but somehow she also did not qualify for the ballot.
Shalva Braxton failed to submit enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, so she's now running a write-in campaign. But it turns out she now has a lot of company. 3 other people are also running write-in campaigns for the job.
Well, better late than never, I guess.
What's surprising is the clerk is one of the most sought-after political offices in Virginia. In addition to the 6-figure salary, the term is 8 years long. When voters show up on Election Day on November 5th, there won't be a single name on the ballot. It's a very curious situation, one that I can't remember ever seeing before. No one on the ballot for the clerk of court.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.